A map released by the Council of Europe suggests a so-called spiderweb of illegal transfers of prisoners from Washington to Islamabad and points in between. The lead investigator, Swiss Senator Dick Marty, also accuses 14 European countries of colluding with U.S. intelligence.
Mais en plus de cette notion de toile d'araignée, nous avons développé aussi la notion du voile de silence.
In addition to the concept of the spider web, we've created the notion of the veil of silence. Today, we're even more convinced than in January that such a system is impossible without participation, and I consciously use the neutral term participation, not necessarily implying complicity, participation from the states affected by the spider web.
Mais de participation à différents niveaux des États concernés par la toile d'araignée.
The Marty Report acknowledges there is no actual proof of secret prisons anywhere in Europe. Nonetheless, the report holds European leaders responsible for failure to investigate allegations of secret prisons in Romania and Poland. Polish Prime Minister Kazimierz Marcinkiewicz rejects Marty's report as slander.
There is no point in replying to accusations that aren't based on any evidence or facts.
The official U.S. response is similar. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick.
This would appear to be a rehash of the previous efforts by this group. Don't see any new solid facts in it. There seem to be a lot of allegations, but no real facts behind it.
Senator Marty says the movements of this plane registered to the CIA, which landed briefly in Romania in January 2004, bear all the characteristics of a detainee transfer or drop-off point. He also expresses gratitude to Romanian authorities for confirming the flight. But Marty notes that not all CIA flights participate in renditions, the forced international transfers of suspected terrorists. The report frequently cites Michael Scheuer, the former head of the CIA unit charged with finding Osama bin Laden. Scheuer says rendition has been controversial since its initiation during the Clinton administration.
We pointed out when this assignment, the rendition program, was assigned to us by President Clinton, Sandy Berger, and Mr. Clark, Dick Clark, that taking them to a third country was not a preferable option for human rights reasons and for access reasons. Their decision was that's where they should go. And the agency, at the end of the day, is a service organization for the executive branch, and that's what we did.
State Department spokesman Sean McCormick, however, says rendition is an internationally recognized legal practice that has been used many times, for example, in the case of Carlos the Jackal, who waged a terror campaign in Europe in the 1970s and 80s. Peter Fidinski, VOA News.